views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, how's it going? We are in for a treat because you have 2 hours of Sky and I, and you're allowed to call in, and you're allowed to say your piece, and you're allowed to talk about, your own information as far as whatever topics we happen to be talking about, or if there's something important that you want to know, you can feel free to call in, and Sky and I will help elaborate, whether you have dreams or whether you have circumstances going on in your life. And, if you feel like you need to connect to a loved one, or if you want to find out about, what's going on in your world, in your life, in your romance, in your health, and your wealth, and your poverty. Whatever you got going on, we'll be a part of it. We're your support system. Sky and I are your support system.
We sure are. And we have now the ability to really give you some long answers. We could delve into it a little more. So we're all excited about that because we want to help you guys out there as much as we possibly can. So now that we have 2 hours, we could really elaborate on the problems that are facing us all.
Yeah, we're not going to do, we'll still be able to give them, we'll give them readings. We'll give everybody readings, but we're not going to do like you're in a private session here. But we'll give you, little bleeps and blurbs and stuff like that, which is definitely a cool situation. So anything exciting happened for you this week, Sky?
Yes, a lot of exciting things. Well, first of all, I want to congratulate my grandson. He is playing for the New Jersey National Ball, right?
Wow.
Yeah. And he's 8 years old, God bless him. And he's a tiger. They call him the Archangel because they know his dad passed away. And he's such a great batter that they cannot believe that his father's not batting for him. So they call him the Archangel. Seals up to bat. And he knocks him out of the ballpark, and today's his real big day, and I want to give him all the love and support and congratulate him prematurely on winning the game, because I know he's going to win it. He has broken 2 vases this week with his new bat and almost the television set. So we got him a new bat, $350, Audie.
Oh, my God.
Could you believe
that? Is it filled with pine bark?
It's filled with gold. Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Who is this guy? I got to hire him as a salesperson. How did you buy a bat for $350?
Believe it or not, there's a special bat out there that when they connect with the ball, it kind of like...
I knew it was loaded with pine bark.
No, listen. It's some kind of a polyurethane thing where when it connects to the ball, it actually gives the ball vibration to move further out.
Do they know about this?
Well, it seems like all the kids on the league have it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought the teams itself supplied the bats. I didn't know you could have your own bat. I never heard that.
Are you kidding?
I never heard of such a thing.
You're living in the Stone
Age. Are you serious?
Oh, absolutely. They have to buy their own uniform.
Well, that I understand. That I know.
They have to buy their own cleats. They have to buy their own bat.
See, but a lot of times if you could go to certain businesses, we'll support them. We'll support the teams.
Well, they do.
And they're the ones who buy the shirts and the uniforms or whatever.
Not anymore.
Well, that's what a sponsor does. Yeah. I've seen them. I've seen pictures on the wall at delis and bagel shops, and, they have all their you know, because they put money into the team and they have their names on their shirt.
Yeah.
So.
Well, they're the Redbirds. So I don't know what company the Redbirds are. But anyway.
A bunch of fagels.
Yeah, exactly. But, no, I think what they do now is the sponsor money goes to buy the supplies for
pizza?
Yes.
Okay.
The pizza parties and the supplies where they sell you the food.
This bug's for you. Little leagues, this bug's for you.
Right? He's so excited. I just wanted to give him a big shout out. I've got a lot of faith in you, baby, and I know you're going to do great out there.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, when I was doing baseball when I was a kid, you know, it's like I could do well with my friends, but when I was in leagues, it's like I was always afraid of being hit, and so I was a very shy batter. I wasn't great at bat, but as far as the playing the field, I was very good. I was very
good at playing the field.
Yeah, really. Don't say that too much, Charity.
Only kidding, Jeff. He walked right into that.
But I was very athletic. But like I said, I was afraid of being hit by the ball. I don't know why, but I was. And so I wasn't a strong batter, but like when it came to the field, I could really catch the balls. It's exciting, you know, when you see the kids out there and playing and stuff like that. And what's really good, there's a big difference watching college kids play and playing and watching the pros play. I feel like the college people play more with their heart.
They do. All right.
You know, and what's great about college over professional is that the whole audience, the whole crowd is into it, and they're yelling at every single moment, whether it be football or basketball or baseball. And you would think that these kids have like $1 million on the line each game, and they play like to their ultimate. And the professionals, it just, I don't know. It's like, yeah, you have a few elite players that play at that level, but not everybody does.
I know.
You know?
When you go, in fact, a dear friend of ours came to the house today to be on the ball field supporting him today, and that's my friends Sue and Lenny and their grandson Eric, and they're all out there, and all the fathers and mothers and grandparents are out there, and I think that it's more of a high for the families and the kids than it actually is for the players, although they're so psyched. God bless those kids.
Yeah, sometimes there's parents who are a little overly fanatic.
Oh, baby.
And screw up the moment. And, you know, should be about the kids and stuff. But a lot of parents live their life through their kids, and they, you know, get ballistic and stuff like
that. They do. In fact, there was one guy 3 weeks ago, I shall not mention names, that man turned all shades of purple when the coach said that his son was not going to get up to bat. What are you talking about? And he went on like a lunatic.
Why didn't his son go up to bat?
Because it wasn't his turn.
Oh, really?
It was just such a benign action. The coach has to make sure all the boys get up. They have to give everybody a fair shake. Now, these boys are handpicked throughout the years, the best players. Now, I have to give you a little background on my grandson. During the wintertime, he goes to those little baseball seminars, and every Sunday he goes to the batting cages, and the coaches see them out there, and then they say, oh, wow, this kid's good, and they want to pick these kids to the team. So he's on a really elite team.
Very good.
And, you know, even though they expect a lot from the kids, the coaches, the kids are like right up there into it. They want to do their best, you know? I mean, they get so into it. It's like hysterical.
I got to tell you a funny story that I read a long, long time ago. And talk about the innocence of children. You know, it was a little league, and there was an old timer who was walking the park, and he saw the little boys playing baseball, and it was little league. And so he hangs up, you know, he's just hanging his arm over the fence watching the kids play ball, and he's around the first baseline. And so he goes, you know, there was a little break in the action, and he said to the little boy who was playing first base, and he goes, he goes, what inning is it? He goes, first inning. He goes, He goes, what's the score? He goes, 11-0. He goes, 11-0. He goes, aren't you discouraged? He goes, why should we get discouraged? We didn't even get our ups yet.
I love them. He's so precious.
He goes, we didn't even get our turn yet. Why should I get discouraged? Wait till we get up there, you know? It was just so funny, you know?
And that's how they are. That's how they are. They're precious. Absolutely precious. I was watching my grandson during a game, and he's out there like a major leaguer. Like, he's getting $1 million a year. His legs are spread. He's crouching. He's got a flat back. He's hitting the glove. And he's punching the glove, and he's watching it. He's out getting in the outfield, and he's just waiting for that ball to come. And they hit the ball. He picks his arm up so nonchalantly, and the ball goes right into the glove. Yeah. I almost fell off the bleachers.
That's really cool.
It was wonderful.
You want to know something? And the thing that's interesting is that, you know, there's a lot of adults who have stopped living their life enthusiastically. For some reason, when people get into adulthood, they lose that oomph, that drive for life and everything. And they stop playing with passion. And when you stop playing with passion, then, you know, all is lost, whether it be in love, whether it be in business or whatever. But we're going to be going to a break soon, Sky, and as our producer just said. And so what's the phone number that people should call in if they want a personal reading for you, a private session?
Okay. If you want a private reading or session, just give me a buzz at 908-500-1474. Can you want it?
And for me, it's 877-ANGEL-02. And I want everyone to stay tuned. We have a few people from literally all around the place, the West Coast, the East Coast, Canada. So stick around, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News talk show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Halfman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Sky Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky, and we are here to entertain you and to talk about life and also to reach some wonderful people from around America and Canada today, which is really cool. Yeah, it's very cool. All right, let's go to Debbie from Georgia. Hey, Deb, how are you, hon?
Hi.
How are you? I could tell you smile a lot. Debbie?
Debbie, can you hear us?
Hey, Brian, what's going on?
We just lost her, but if you're within the sound of my voice, Debbie, give us a call right back, and we'll patch you through immediately.
All right, I'll tell you what. Let's check out...
Hi, this is Moon.
Hey, Moon. How's it going? Moon from Seattle.
Yes, from Seattle.
Yes.
All is well.
What a cool... Now, I have to ask you, where did you get the name Moon?
Oh, it's actually a nickname from my full name. And so that's kind of funny, but my full name or my real name is Samuntha.
Samuntha?
Yes, Samuntha.
Lovely.
Wow. I want to probably say that you've probably repeated your story umpteen million times about how you got your name or an explanation about your name. You have to love.
Well, I don't know, actually. I mean, it's in my real name, Moon, and Samuntha, and so people just couldn't really say my real name, so then they just started using Moon, and that's how it all got started.
Let me ask you, is that a name associated with your culture?
Or is that a created name?
Moon, yeah, Moon is just, no, it's not from my culture or anything. It's just, like, Moon.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, Moon, I know. It was just the Samuntha.
That's a beautiful
name. But we were just curious. So what is it that you would like to understand, Moon? What a Moon. Right. We got Sky. We got Moon.
We need a star coming up there.
Yeah, we need. Is there anyone by the name of Star or Sun that could call us? We got to cover all the gambits.
That's funny.
So what's going on with you today, sweetie?
Oh, well, I was just calling to ask about my love life, I guess, the romance of my life or something, which has fell apart into shambles, and I'm just trying to figure that out. And so that's...
Okay.
There we go. In a nutshell.
You want to know something? As far as what I'm getting, you know, what the show topic is about, you know, allowing yourself to figure yourself out. You know, a lot of people feel like they have to rush into a relationship because they seem like they're only happy if they're in a relationship. And it's not the end of the world, because when you're by yourself, you get to figure out who you are or what you want or what are you willing to tolerate. And, you know, it gives you time to, like, ponder on how you were within your relationship, whether it be, you know, your strong points, your insecurities and stuff.
I feel like, Moon, I feel like you're going to take a break a little bit. I really feel like you're going to take a little break.
It's not going to be a right away thing.
Yeah. I think that you're going to find out. I feel like you think that there's something wrong with you, and there's not. There's not. What I really want you to do is to kind of look over where you're meeting these guys and what type you're going after. I think that the type of guy that you're going after is the wrong type for you. They may be attracting you sexually or the way they look. They may be attractive or whatever. But I think that you need to find love in a different place than where you've been finding it. And I believe that you're going to take a little sabbatical and you're going to really get to know yourself a little bit better and what you really want out of a man before you invest any more of your time into a man.
I'm going to tell you something. And, you know, as I'm listening to Sky speak, the fellow who you end up being with is one of two things. Either he makes a living with candy or the guy is always eating sweets. And also, because I keep on hearing the song by Sammy Davis Jr., The Candy Man. And so it's going to be this fellow who you're going to end up being with. Now, you're also going to meet him in around the time of September, October, and I don't know if it's going to be this year or the following year, but this is what I'm getting. And I've been very accurate as far as describing people, and my time frames are pretty accurate. Sometimes I'm off by a month, but I'm telling you, it's going to be like September, October of this month. Exactly how you're going to meet them, I'm not sure yet.
I don't think she's sure yet either.
I'm not sure yet as far as how you're going to meet him, but I'm telling you, this guy, either he works as a living with candy, or he's got an incredible sweet tooth.
You know what?
I'm
beginning to feel that you're going to be introduced to this gentleman. You're not going to just meet him on your own. And it's not going to be like a double date or anything. You're going to be at a function, and you will be introduced. Now, does your job, do you go to functions? Do you have business meetings and things like that?
Once in a while, yeah. But
okay, that's exactly where I see you meeting him.
Huh. Candy, huh? I have a sweet tooth myself, so...
Yeah, you what?
I have a sweet tooth as well. Like, I love candy.
Okay.
Maybe you're going to
be sharing candy or Twizzlers or something.
Maybe you're going to go into the candy business.
You want to know something? You know, earlier, here I am, it's a little time delay, but I was thinking about this, believe it or not, about a week or two ago. I don't even know what was making me think about this. And Sky said this word sabbatical, which is, you know, taking a break from. And I didn't know what sabbatical meant. And when my friend told me that her husband was taking a sabbatical from work, which I personally knew he was let go, but she's trying to soften it up. Oh, you're taking a sabbatical. I'm thinking like he's going to confession or something. Yes, we're going to take a sabbatical, say a few Hail Marys. And now for the second time in my life, I hear somebody else using the word sabbatical. I'm saying, why don't you just say he took a vacation or he's laid off, or it's a nice way of saying you're screwed, you're out of there, take a sabbatical. But understand that you are not going to be alone. Just understand that your time alone is just temporary.
And I think you're not meeting men up to your own category. And I think that's what the problem is. I think that you lose...
interest?
Yeah, I think she's losing interest because I don't think they're of her caliber.
What happens is that a lot of people end up picking somebody else who's a little on that lower tone, who's not, as you said, at their level, because she feels like she always has to be in control.
Yeah.
Because if somebody's playing at the same level as her or even above her, that means she doesn't have control, and it makes people feel insecure.
Right, right.
You know, so that's why a lot of people go for somebody who's more on the lesser side.
And that's why I said to you in the beginning, I think you are going to take a little sabbatical, and you are going to figure out who you are and exactly what type of man you're going to go after. That makes perfect sense between you and I, Arnie. What we just said. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah, so when you take a sabbatical, just say your Hail Marys and call us in the morning. but it's all, just know it's just temporary, okay? But
you're going to find somebody really nice. And I feel within the next 3 years that there's going to be marriage for you. I feel that very strongly. I see you in a white dress. But it's not a long dress. Isn't that funny? I see her in a shorter, very conservative-looking dress.
Well, all the teenagers are dressed like that. Although that short dress, like really short, where you can barely see the...
You have a wedding.
And I'm all like, that's right. But, plus, if it's in Las Vegas.
But I do see you within 3 years settling, getting everything together.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
that's exactly.
It's all good. Just enjoy your life and don't feel needy. That neediness doesn't look good upon anybody. So just enjoy your life and enjoy you being
you. Don't rush.
Yeah, when it's there, it's there. If anyone, you know, so long as you're enjoying Moon's World, then stay in Moon's World. The people who get you, let them appreciate Moon also. And the people who don't get you, screw them if they can't take a joke.
Good luck. go to the 7th.
Don't worry about it, but don't adjust yourself or change yourself like a lot of people do to try to accommodate other people. Just stay and be who you are, and you're going to be fine.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
Wow.
And you're going to find out when you do that that you're going to be so happy. You're going to attract. You will attract the man of your dreams. And remember, you're going to find him, I believe, in some type of a business setting where there's going to be a lot of people around, almost like a conference or an invited dinner party or something to do with business, though. You're going to find he's going to be a lot more on your caliber than you have been dating in the past.
Beautiful.
Personally, I was seeing you in a nudist colony, but that's just me. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just teasing. All right, listen, we're gonna go now, Moon. It was a pleasure
talking to you.
Take care, sweetheart. Good luck.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You guys have a good one.
Oh, you too. You're gonna be fine. Don't worry about us.
Absolutely. Go have fun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care. Okay, yeah, so...
You're bad today. What's with you?
Yeah, no, I... You're
funny.
I'm trying. I'm not even trying. I'm just me being me. It's funny because it's like when I get in these moods and I just... Like,
I love that audience.
But Charity gets very... You know, Charity is my wife. When Charity gets sometimes like a little insecure or gets a little offended if I start to act, you know, or say certain things or say be a certain way, because it's like I come off the cuff or I come off a little dirty or I come off
that's
like,
great.
You know, but that's just me. And I've always been like that. And,
yeah.
And I like when people are like that,
it's
you know.
It's not a big word for you. Spontaneous.
Spontaneous. Oh, that's a whole lot. Improv.
Uh-huh.
Improv and spontaneous. Yeah. No, one time I did try it when I was around 30 years old. I did stand-up comedy in the New York City area. And I tried out for this improv group, and there was over 100 people going for two spots. And the guy ended up picking me. I was one of the two that they picked.
Hey, I can see that.
And, yeah.
Funny.
And it was actually a very funny story, but we're going to be going for a little break in just a few moments. And so, Sky, as far as that famous, wonderful number.
It's 908-500-1474. And you, my dear?
Okay, so if you want to connect to a loved one who is crossed over, or if you want to have an arty party or an arty and sky party, and or if you need to get insights, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. I almost forgot my number. 877-ANGEL-02. All right, everybody, stay tuned because Sky and I are going to be right back right after this commercial break.
The Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, we will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Sky and Artie, and we're ready to have some more fun. Yeah, and it's really cool because we have a lot more time now. We don't feel pressure.
I love it.
Yeah, time goes by way too fast within the hour.
Yeah.
So, but right now, hey, Debbie, I'm so sorry. We're going to go to Debbie. We're going to be going to Debbie from Georgia. Hey, Debbie, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing okay. I wish I was a little better. I'm sorry. I'm the one that hung up on you.
Debbie, you want to know something? I just want to tell you something as a footnote. I want you to be careful when you're in public places, whether it be with your pocketbook or a sweater or a purse or something, because I see it being taken away from you in public. Now, this doesn't have to happen. It's just as I was, you know, as we're on break and I'm looking at your name, this is what I was saying. Oh, my God, somebody took my purse or somebody took my glasses or somebody took my key. You know, somebody is taking something of yours in a public place. So all I'm saying is just keep it in a safe spot. Don't take anything for granted. And I would say just within this summertime, I won't say be like this forever, but just in the near future, and I'd say it within the summertime. So just play a heads up.
And if somebody, are you working right now? I feel like you're working right now, but somebody's kind of also taking your words. As Artie sees someone taking your possessions on the more spiritual level, I see that somebody's trying to overburden you, like overbear you. Do you know what I mean by that? I feel like they're trying to step on you.
They're trying to take your words and twist it around.
Yeah, and make something that you're not saying be said, or make someone believe that you're saying something that you're not really saying.
I don't know about that.
I know you don't know about that.
You'll understand it soon enough. We're just giving you a heads up.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of times when Sky and I will say things and people will be clueless in the moment of what we're saying. But just because we're saying it in the now and you don't understand, it doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. Because we record all our sessions. And I can't begin to tell you with all the sessions that I've recorded that people really thought that I stunk at what I was doing or saying. And then when they re-listened to the recording, you know, weeks and months later, like things that I said were coming about. So it's okay if you don't understand what we're talking about in the now, but we're giving you a heads up of what's to be. If you can relate to it in now, great, but if not, then not the end of the world.
It's almost like a sabotage kind of deal, very, very subtly, very subtle. So keep your eyes on that.
Keep my eyes on what?
Keep your eyes on the possibility of sabotage.
In other words, just play heads up. Just pay attention to red flag.
Right.
If two and two is not equaling up with somebody and making sure that their words equal their actions or, you know, somebody, you know, might be acting nice to you in front of you, but, you know, somebody else is saying something else, or she said this, where, no, but that's not, I know what I said, but that's not what I meant. And it's like taking words and twisting it around.
I can understand people doing that. The reason why I called today is I injured my back lifting a patient, had to have surgery, and the doctor said I'd be back to work in 6 weeks, and I wasn't. And I've got scar tissue that's built up on a nerve and causing me a lot of pain. Do you see me get better, or is this going to go into a disability thing?
I do see it. Yeah, I see it as a disability
thing.
Definitely. This is not going to get better for you at all.
Not right away. What we would suggest, though, is, you know, if you know people in the Reiki field, do you understand what Reiki is?
I do.
You do? Speak with anybody who you know, or go on Facebook, or just put it out there. Anybody who knows Reiki, please send me your love and your healing energy to my back, and just be very specific and put your name out there. And, you know, with, you know, people who put a lot of energy, healing energy into somebody, it really, really does make a difference. So do that, and you are going to see results. Positive results.
I also see that because I'm getting from spirit that you're going to be getting kind of numbness in places. You're going to be feeling numbness in places. Maybe your hand, maybe your arm, maybe your leg. But you're going to be feeling this experience of numbness. That, don't get afraid. You're not having a stroke, because I think that's the first thing that's going to come to your mind. You're not. I believe that spirit is telling me that it's going to be coming from pressure on the nerves. Okay?
I have it now.
There you go. Well, unfortunately, I have to tell you, it's going to get a little bit worse.
Before it gets better.
Yeah. But I feel like, you know, you're going to come to a plateau.
Now, mind you, while you're going through this process, you have to be extremely careful. Now, what Sky was saying, people are going to take your words and they're going to twist the situation around and stuff. This is exactly what we're talking about. What you're going through right now, and when you, you know, deal with having to put in, you know, workman's comp or trying to get compensated, this is where things are going to be twisted around. And like, oh, well, you know, so you have to be extremely consistent with your words and make sure that nobody trips you up where they'll ask you the same question but in a different way. That's happened to me. And I knew what they were doing, and I just played the game, and I just kept on consistently saying the same thing. Don't change your words. You know what the truth is. But somebody will say, ah, but you said this with that question, and da, 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 and they're going to twist it around. And it has to do with an insurance thing.
And that's exactly what I was getting at when I first read you. Now, as far as this numbness is concerned, it's going to get a little bit worse. Don't get worried. They're going to offer you acupuncture. I believe that acupuncture will help you a little bit. So go for it.
Is she going to have to take a sabbatical?
She's going to have to take a sabbatical.
When you said that, I was like, really?
I want you to take a sabbatical. No, honestly, acupuncture.
You're going to be getting shots.
Yes.
Did you already start getting shots? You're going to be getting shots.
Oh, they're working that up. So, well, it's just I really wanted to get back into my nursing field, and it kind of scares me the way that I am right now that I may not be able to.
I do feel like you're going to get back.
You will.
But you're going to be in a different aspect of nursing than you are now. I think it's going to be a little bit less taxing on your body, but very fulfilling as a nurse.
It's very important that you keep your thoughts positive. And what I mean by that is that I want you to visualize. Visualization is very strong and very powerful. And so while you're taking your breaks right now, taking care of yourself, I want you to visualize yourself being healthy. I want you to visualize yourself taking care of other people. But if you sit there and worryness and fear and just being upset all the time, start to visualize that you're getting better, you're getting better, you're getting better. Because your visualization, that those positive affirmations, it is going to make a huge difference. And just stay away from any negativity at all costs. Otherwise, it will take you down.
And, you know, we talk about that all the time, that you actually put into the universe what is exactly going to come back to you. So I want you to do exactly what Artie said, because you are going to get back in the nursing field. So don't fret about it. Okay?
You're just going through a temporary moment, that's all.
Yeah. Enjoy.
You're sabbatical. I think that might be our word for the day.
Right. Yeah, we should do that.
As long as
what did you say?
How long is my sabbatical going to be?
I think 3 months.
3 months. That's exactly what I saw.
Right?
I saw 3 months. 3 months.
All right.
Until you're fully in full swing.
Yeah, I can do 3 months.
Okay. Well, you enjoy that.
Yeah, enjoy that 3 months, sweetie.
Hey, listen, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you, honey. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks so much. All right, bye.
Bye. Bye. All right, everybody. If you want to call in and you'd like to get a reading from Sky and myself, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. And, you know, you can call us in at the, you know, within the station. And, you know, it would be great to hear from you. Now, my phone number, if you wish to be read on a private note, is 877-ANGEL-02, and you will get a recording with that. And, Sky, what's your phone number?
Yeah, my phone number is 908-500-1474.
So, listen, everybody, I want you to stay tuned, stick around, and we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Psychic radio show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Gwenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GwennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with a God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
There's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Now somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. And right now we have a wonderful person all the way from Canada, our lovely friends up north. Hey, Teresa, how's it going?
Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm on a landline, so I hope you can hear me clearly.
No, we're
can you
fine.
Hear me?
Don't you worry. Everything. We can hear you.
Hear
from.
You.
I hear
okay.
You calling.
What part of Canada are you from, Teresa?
Toronto.
I didn't know that you could sing, too. You're multi-talented.
Yes, I'm great at karaoke. I don't think I could win any contest, but I can karaoke.
Sky, I'm in Toronto, Canada.
Lovely, lovely.
You want to know something? There's some kind of big outdoor event that you're going to be going to. I see a big outdoor event or some kind of like a big party going on. I don't know if it's filled with music or like there's a big theme going on outside. But I'm seeing you going to like this. I'm seeing like a lot of people outside, a mass of people, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And I don't know if this is like a balloon festival or a music festival or it could be something cultural or something, but I'm seeing a huge party going on outside, lots of action, great energy. It's a weekend event.
You know, the Canadians have great energy to begin with. I've never met a Canadian I didn't love.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. They're great people. They know how to party. You go, girl. So what can we do for you today?
What would you like to know? That's absolutely right. I will be going to a cultural party, and that is good for me because I spent my younger years in far too serious mode. My question
well, it's
today
a good thing
is,
that you're, the little girl in you is starting to come out and play, the teenager girl in you. That's great.
Yeah, but Artie, it's mistimed. Way mistimed.
It's never mistimed. It's always the way Creator intended it to be.
Put it this way. It's better late than never.
Right. And you know something? Whatever you get out of life now is because of what you went through in the past. So you never miss a thing.
Yeah.
Just go out and have a blast, baby.
Let your hair down. Take a sabbatical.
Which leads... These comments actually resonate and lead into my questions because I spent years and years, which much longer than I thought, on an intensely spiritual path. So during those years, I had to put relationships on hold. I could not do both. So now I'm not young. I'm in my early 60s, but young at heart. Do you see any male
about that? 60 is
no,
new 40.
No, but when you say, you know, you're young at heart, that's what keeps you...
That's what counts.
That's what counts. It's how you feel inside. I mean, I tell everybody, you know, my birthday was July 4th, and I tell everybody I'm 30 years old with 23 years experience at it.
I love it. And I want you to know something. I'm 60, and I just turned 60 last year, in December.
There's a little bit of a conflict, though, because maybe I'm not seeing myself realistically, but I get 80-year-olds looking at me, and they've got two beer bellies, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I think, is that what I'm supposed to be attracted to?
No. Change your crowd of people. Change your surroundings. Shake the balls up. Go where places where there's young people, and I feel as though spirit is telling me you have a lack of confidence. And you try to stay on the safe side.
Okay.
Now, the good thing is
I've worked for years on that.
these 80-year-olds are only showing you that they have good taste.
Yes.
They still have good taste.
Oh, you're very diplomatic.
Oh, he is.
Okay.
Now,
listen.
Truthful and fun.
Honestly, I want you to have all the confidence in the world, because I hear in your voice, and Spirit is telling me, that you are pushing away where you should be and going into circumstances and places where you're going to feel more comfortable because you don't feel threatened. I want you to go to a place that makes you totally uncomfortable, and I want you to just have a great time. I want you to feel like you're out of your element.
She's basically saying step out of your comfort zone a little bit as far as trying new places to go to. And also it's in the way that you dress. So, you know, if you dress in a way where you're a little more casual but not so conservative, but yet, you know, more fun-like.
Then, provocative, maybe?
You know, just, you know, you could be sexy and not be, like, promiscuous sexy.
Right.
You could still have that sex appeal about you in the way that you put your hair, in the, you know, in the clothes that you wear. So, you know, if you're... You know, don't dress like you're in your 60s or 70s. Dress like you're in your 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
You know, and that's going to change. But the number one quality that attracts one person to another is somebody who possesses confidence. So if you show that you have confidence and you act like you have confidence, you know, sometimes you have to fake it till you make it. So long as you're giving that air off, then people are going to attract to you. More than looks, more than money, the number one quality that people attract to is somebody who possesses confidence.
I want to tell you a little bit of a story. I have a dear friend of mine, and she is 65 years old. She happened to have gone to the emergency room one day and saw this doctor, and she had absolutely no interest in him. He was like 38, 39 years old. Well, he was just so attracted to her, and he went, I think, over and above what he should have done in the professional, being professional as a doctor, that he actually started dating her. And even though there was such a large age difference, there was no difference because they were on the same mental plateau.
That same emotional plateau.
Right.
Well, I am very intelligent, and I'm finding it difficult to meet and very... You know, I've meditated for 30 years, so it has to be someone who can, you know, be at least open to the spiritual, right?
Yes.
But you want to know something? When you go to a bookstore and, you know, if you're hanging out in the sections where, the topics are geared more towards, you know, a younger crowd, and I'm not saying younger meaning, you know, 20s and stuff, but I'm just saying, you know, but it's like Scott was saying, you have to be in the element of the kind of age group that you would like to be a part of or attracted to, you know?
Okay.
And I feel like when you are in this element, like you said, you're going to this cultural thing outside and all, I feel like when you're amongst the crowd and you're showing your energy off, you know, you're showing your personality off and you're just having a good time and you're rolling with it, people love that, and that attracts people to people. That attracts people to you.
But I'm also feeling that you're not doing that as much as you should. Like, you're like taking a back seat. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah,
I, but I'm...
You like to talk
I
a good game
to...
about it, but now you need to put your stuff into action.
Because, you know what? When I hear your voice, what I get from your voice is that you're a very pretty woman, that you're very intelligent, you have a lot to offer someone, and you should have all the confidence in the world. And believe it or not, you do. Your mind is just stopping you. You know, it's our minds that stop us. It's nothing else. It's our lack of confidence.
But Skye, I have worked on this issue of confidence for years. I'm much better.
I'm sure you are. Now, since you've worked on it for so many years, go out and put it into fruition. Go out there and shop your stuff.
Okay, I thank you so very much for your insights, and I will take them to heart, and I will go out and do more and play.
You want to know something? People are attracted to, unfortunately, it's a physical thing also. So it's the way you make yourself. So if you make yourself approachable in the way that you dress and in your smile, you know, sometimes you don't have to say anything, but you just smile with your eyes.
Right.
You know, and when you give off that air, you know, it attracts people. Thank you so much for calling in. We really enjoyed our conversation with you.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much.
God bless.
Thank you both. Bye.
Bye.
All righty. That was a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but a lot of people.
You know, she has really nothing to be afraid of. I think she's a very outgoing girl, and she doesn't really know it. She's just afraid to take that one tiny baby step. Once she takes that baby step, her whole life is going to change.
You want to know something? I have to admit, when I was younger, when I was in the dating scene, you know, before I got married and stuff, I'm not the type of person, even though I have a very outgoing personality and I'm pretty confident myself in a sense, but I, for some reason, it's like I won't go up to strange girls and just ask them to dance. It's like I have to know the person, when I go with somebody or whatnot, then I feel very comfortable.
You know what?
But just, you know what?
You're a romantic. You are a total romantic.
See, once they know me, once they know me as a person, then I'm in.
Right.
But it's like, it's just that surface thing, and it's just like, you know,
Let me read you. You have
wait, yeah, because we got to go to a place. You could read me in a moment.
Okay.
You could read me in a moment.
All right.
So, again, anybody who wants to call into the station, if you want a reading from Sky and myself, you want your little freebies right here, right now, just give us a call at 800-930-2819. And my personal number is 877-ANGEL-02 if you want to connect to me as far as a personal reading or counseling. I'm known as the psychic therapist. Go ahead.
And I would love for you to call me for readings or parties. And I'm always available for you anytime. My number is 908-500-1474.
Sky and Artie are the dynamic duo. Okay. And we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with Clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/TheDrPatShow and Twitter.com/TheDrPatShow.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on the diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, we will journey through infinite possibilities, expanding to social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Siegel, co-host one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.